Hugh O'Donnell, you're going to give us something to try and figure out, and we'd love to get some voice notes on this. 087-1102-107.
Today, I'm asking 19% of adults admit they've done this at work and wish they hadn't done it.
Ooh.
What have you guys done that you wish you hadn't done here?
Not learned some people's names.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I'm the worst for remembering names.
That was funny yesterday.
Yesterday. No, I know somebody who I've known for like all my life, and they still call me Simon.
Oh. Okay. And would you not say Stephen. Hey?
No, it's gotten funny now.
Would it be awkward if you said, dude, I'm not Simon, my name is Stephen?
It'd even be more awkward if I called her dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Then again, she might be. Learning, I'm just really bad at remembering names. Yeah. And, you know, in this industry, people come and go and come and go. And then you bump into them, and you're just like, oh, what's your name again?
No, I do the exact same thing. Yeah. I'm with you. It's not the answer, though, I'm afraid.
All right, we need to get an answer. So 087-1102-107, producer Kevin. I mean, don't.
19% of adults admit they've done this at work and wish they hadn't. What is it?
Is it reply all? That is cringe.
You always have the heart sink after you've done it and you go, oh, that was meant for just the one person. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, but that is that. I said that's higher.
If you go into a big, long, like, spiel of, like, you know, whatever in the email about why you can't make something or blah, 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 and then you send it and it's, everyone sees it and they're like, we don't care.
We don't care.
Yeah.
Is it insisting for a meeting that could have been done in an email?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I didn't see
that, boss. I outed them. Is it bringing your eggs into a radio station studio?
Oh, don't start.
That has been, they stink
they
this morning.
They do not stink this morning. They're not. You're disgusting. Leave me alone. Seriously.
No, it's not that, no.
Eggs are so healthy for you. You will not deter me. I should eat my eggs every morning.
Good. 087-1102-107. The question is...
19% of adults admit they've done this at work and wish they hadn't. What is it?
Not worn nose plugs. I shouldn't have to wear nose plugs. Eat your eggs at home. All right, our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what are we asking, please?
Today, we are asking 19% of adults admit they've done this at work and wish they hadn't. What is it?
Okay, guesses coming in fast and furiously on 087-1102-107. Is anybody right?
Is it 19% of people wish they didn't start a job in the first place? Nettie from Drogheda.
Nettie, you know the amount of jobs that I've started and I'm just like,
yeah.
Why did I do this?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I love my job.
I'm not talking about my actual job, but like a job, a DIY jobby, and something like
why did I bother?
Chop jobby.
Yeah.
No. So, like I remember rebuilding an old wall and turning it into where the barbecue is, and it was the old outhouse from the building, from the house, and I rebuilt it to be the barbecue area.
Ooh, that used to be the old outhouse area. Ew, that's where people did their business and now you're eating there? Oh my God.
Yeah. At least I don't have my dog sleep in my bed and lick my face.
I love my dog. And I love sleeping with her.
Una, people haven't pooped in that area in 200 years. So.
Oh my God, the energy is still there. Of course it is. The energy
poop
of all
energy.
That poop.
There's something wrong
there
with you.
There is big poop energy in your barbecue area.
Oh my
Don't
God.
Don't ever invite me over for a barbecue.
That's the weirdest euphemism I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, no.
Big poop
and there's
energy.
So big poop energy in that area.
Yeah, there is.
I knew, you know, when I walked through that area before, I felt vibes, and now I know that used to be a toilet.
Felt vibes.
Yeah.
How Gen Z of you. Is that the answer?
Strangely not the answer.
I don't even know what that guess was. Once again, we're doing something. Do you know what? You should stay away from trains.
Why?
Because they derail just like conversations.
The question is, 19% of adults admit they've done this at work and wish they hadn't. What is it?
Come in. All right, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is? Okay, are you going to behave yourself?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Takes 2 days off, comes in here, derails the show.
I didn't derail the show.
You did.
You told me you built a barbecue in your house that used to be a toilet. So you basically turned your toilet
into
a kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. From toilet to kitchen. I'm just saying
it's not a kitchen.
There is stagnant energy there.
There's stagnant energy there.
Like, there's always going to be that kind of energy there. And that's where you chose to build your eatery. That's fine.
I actually was looking into where your house is built in a graveyard.
No, it's not.
It is.
Don't try and scare me now.
Yeah, no, it is.
Not.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's lovely energy around my house.
It was a haunted graveyard.
It was not. Be quite poop kitchen.
Brilliant. Is that the best you can do?
Well, listen, I'm enjoying myself.
I was watching
myself.
Netflix the other night, the roasty Kevin Hart. I was expecting to see you up there.
Hey, Kevin, do you like gravy boats?
All right, the question this morning.
Question is...
nothing to do with that.
Now, 19% of people, of adults admit they've done this at work and wish they hadn't done it. What is it?
Good morning. Have I got a story for you? I think...
Well, I'm here first.
My message to start like that. But anyway, so my colleague replied to a Teams invite, and I'm assuming it went to all the people that were invited. She responded, "Catch me never!"
Never.
I love
very
that.
Good.
Is it? No, it's not the answer. Oh, no.
Is it going into work? Although I think the percentage would be way higher.
Way higher.
And I'm among that percentage today.
Yeah, I kind of regret it today myself. I was looking forward to it.
No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Is it give your personal number to colleagues, Casey and Offaly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Certain ones, yeah, you'd be like, oh no.
100%.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer.
Oh, I've a guess nearly along the lines of that. I could be right with this. Yeah. Oh. Is it actually have your work email on your phone?
Oh, yeah. So you see things out of hours and you wish you didn't. You're like, oh,
I never turned my... you know when you're off, you've got an out of hours thing. I never turn that off, so I see everything that comes in.
No, but your out of hours is on. You're on holidays all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it bounces back.
Every time I go to send you an email, it says, "Are you sure you want to send this? Because this person isn't in work."
Yeah, when you sat next to me. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I know. She's never really.
How do I change that?
So I love that you don't understand these things. No, it's not okay. The answer.
Sorry, can we also address this? The fact that you live closest out of all of us to this building, all right? Yeah. And the exit was closed to the motorway for re-tarmacking the road, all right? Donal let us know this morning. You're going to have to exit somewhere else to come off because you missed all the signs that said road closed and you ended up in Ballinasloe.
Yeah, I had to go half an hour up the road and back again.
We did a whole load of going, Una, look at your WhatsApp. Look at your
gifts of warning signs.
And
listen
like,
to this.
You need to figure out that you can't come off at exit 13 on the M6 now. It's open now again, so no panic. Anyway,
the only reason.
No, hang on a second. And Una, who lives here, like for the last like 15 years, she's just like,
how do we get to work then? That's the only way I know.
Oh my God.
But we sent the voice notes and everything, and then she just put back, "What's going on?" And it was like.
The only thing that got my attention is a massive stop sign.
Yeah, because I knew you wouldn't see it.
It's not a stop sign.
It's a flashing warning sign. Yeah. And I was like, what is it? So that's the only reason I kicked into it. Otherwise, I would have been.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I did try and call. Yeah, because. Yeah, anyway. We shouldn't have said anything. Let her just end up in Ballinasloe. All right.
So now the answer is 19% of adults admit they flirted with a co-worker and wish they hadn't done it.
Do you hear that now?
What are you looking at me for?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to flirt. I'm too awkward.
Excuse me, how do I work this app?
I'm too awkward. How do I?
Yeah. Donald, that's why Donald works here now, because he used to work in the family business. So he's flirting with his cousins all the time.
Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Sing it.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Oh, nice one, Caitlin. You singing along to us? Bonus point for Caitlin for doing that. It's just a boing, really. How are you doing? From Cavan, and you're a student teacher. Congratulations on your life so far.
Thanks a million.
What kind of teacher are you aiming to be? Caitlin.
The best.
Hey! So is that primary or secondary?
Yeah, primary teaching. Yeah, primary.
Oh, very good. Moon tour.
Yeah, on moon tour.
And is there any particular age group that you're like, do you know what, they're the easiest ones, I want to teach thousands. I do like the
younger ones, they're a bit of crack.
Yeah, they are. They come out with the maddest things as well.
Oh, you wouldn't know what they'd say.
Yeah.
You need to be sure you're looking your best going in every day, or else they'll tell you.
And also, like, we learned, like, when our two are in, like, primary school, when they're very, very little, none of your secrets, whatever happens at home, are safe.
Yeah, oh, God. No, they'll out you. Not.
Yeah, they tell. Teacher gets to know absolutely everything.
Yeah, they think they're besties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, homework to Dave, you tell me what happened in the house yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, miss, you won't believe this.
Oh, God, no.
My daddy's an idiot.
Mommy said
idiot.
A bad word.
Yeah, and daddy's an idiot. He doesn't know how to do anything around the house, and he's lazy too. Silly daddy.
Preach.
All right, come here. You've a score of 6 to beat in Rhyme. Adele did absolutely cracking yesterday. She,
yeah, it was amazing. I was listening to it yesterday.
Go on. So do you usually listen and play along and shout at the radio?
Yeah, normally in the morning I'd be on the way to work, so I normally catch it.
Well, let's hope that you're going to get either an equalised score of 6 or get better than that to get the contents of Una's drawers.
Always perfect. Goodies in there, Caitlin.
Exactly.
Now, bad news is that if there is... purple snacks in there. The temperature.
Don't tell me she ate them.
Yeah. No.
I've just finished the last one.
Oh, they're melted.
They could be melted because the temperature's. Yeah, it's been very warm.
But that's. I'll take a purple snack, like a melted welly. I don't mind. Whatever way.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be the same as you, Una.
Oh, all right. You up the purple snack.
Okay. You up the flats. Okay. So the word that you have to rhyme with today is
wheel. W H E E L. Wheel.
And
perfect.
You've got to answer every single answer with a word that rhymes with wheel. So you get it right. Your 30 seconds start now.
When you go down on your knees, you what?
Kneel.
To make mashed potato, you have to do this to the spuds.
Peel.
These animals clap their flippers both on ice and in the wild. We should all eat 3 of these a day.
Meal.
A little piggy makes this noise.
Squeal.
If you like to dance an Irish jig, you may also dance an
A reel.
The meat from a calf characterised by its tenderness, pale colour.
Pass.
This broke off one of my stilettos the other day. What is it?
Heel.
When you wrongfully take property that doesn't belong to you, you what?
Time Steel. Is up. Time is up.
That was on the nose, was it?
No, it was actually after it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Caitlin, how do you think you did?
Oh, I don't know.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit together. Seven! You got 7. That's pretty good going.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You've big plans for the weekend. You're heading away for the weekend?
Yeah, we're heading away up to Belfast, so looking forward to it.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Absolutely beautiful by the waterfront. Well, enjoy
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
We could be talking to you on Friday if your score's not bet and you could win the contents of Una's drawers, be it melted or not. All right?
Great, thanks a million.
Lovely nice chatting day. To you,
bye, Caitlin.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks, bye-bye. See you soon, bye-bye.
There you go, that's how you play rhyme it. Simple and straightforward. All you got to do is rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take a hit, you got to
rhyme it.
087-1102-107 if you'd like to have a go at playing.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Let's get it off your chest going on this morning, Una. We'd love to hear from everybody on 087-1102-107.
Okay, this is a tricky one. It's from Grace. She says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm genuinely raging with my husband over our baby's name. We got married last year. Now I'm pregnant with our first baby girl, which is so exciting. I'm due in a few weeks. But we've hit a major argument.
Uh-oh.
I really want to double barrel her surname so she has both of our surnames.
Okay.
Mine is O'Flaherty and his is O'Mara Hertig.
Well, that's a mouthful.
So I honestly think Saoirse O'Flaherty O'Mara Hertig is a powerful name. But my husband says it sounds too long and like a law firm, which just isn't true.
He's funny.
He keeps saying the poor child will spend her whole life filling out forms. I'm fuming because I feel like I'm the one carrying this baby and I don't think it's unreasonable to want both names included. 100%. You're not unreasonable at all. Now, every conversation about the baby somehow turns into an argument about surnames. I really want to stand my ground on this, but his feet are firmly planted on this as well. Please tell me I'm not mad for loving the double barrel name, Grace. No, you're not mad. O'Flaherty O'Mara Hertig. Powerful. Love it. Do it.
Not easy to say.
What do you mean?
I'll try it.
Go on.
Hello, thank you for calling O'Flaherty and O'Mara. What is it?
O'Mara Hertig.
Yeah, let's see. O'Mara Hertig.
You can do it, like.
O'Flaherty O'Mara Hertig.
Yes, there you go. O'Flaherty O'Mara Hertig.
Why can't it just be Cooper? Simple.
Look, I just, yeah.
One name.
I feel for Grace because I do think that it's unfair that, you know, women have the baby, they grow the baby,
They sacrifice everything for the baby.
So, can you speak up? Nobody can hear you there.
And then they have the baby and they get the daddy's name. It's like, no, don't like that. Not fair.
Channeling something here.
Yeah.
They don't have to. It doesn't have to be the
Well, it's just tradition. It's just the way it's done. I'm 100% break tradition. Do it. I didn't do it, and I regret it.
Oh, who knew?
You see, mine would have been a double barrel name with several syllables as well, like O'Farthy O'Murhertig.
Would you prefer to have the double barrel?
Yeah, because I think why not? They're part of me and my name. I didn't take the when I got married. I didn't take the name.
Okay. Yeah. Now, part of me is thinking that, yes, it is lovely to have the double barrel name. It can sound elegant.
Yeah.
But also, part of me thinks is like, if this is just me being me and me knowing what you're like and what you call me out on all the time for being notiony, but if my children had double barrel names, you'd call me notiony. 100%.
But that's because it's you that it would be notiony.
Yeah.
But yeah, but not, no, not nor. It's not a notiony thing to do. I don't think so.
Hello, the Cooper Ferrises.
Cooper Ferris, that also sounds like a law firm. Nice. Powerful. Sending out a strong message.
Okay. What do you reckon? So what are we asking? Should she use the double barrels?
Should she use the double barrel name or is it a bit of a mouthful, I suppose? I think she's right.
Okay, well, that's you.
Yeah.
All right, 087 1102 107. Una, big reaction to this. Get it off your chest this morning. 087 1102 107. If you'd like to get your tuppence worth in on this.
So, Grace is arguing with her husband. She's pregnant. She's due in a few weeks and she's expecting a baby girl. And Grace's name is O'Flaherty and her husband's name is O'Murhertig. Now, Grace wants to give the baby a double barrel name. So the baby will be Saoirse O'Flaherty O'Murhertig. And her husband is completely against this. He's saying it's too much and it sounds like a law firm. And she's raging because she's like, oh my God, I'm the one giving birth to this baby.
Yeah.
Like, Grace, you are growing that baby. You do you.
Do you know what, actually? Your man could be a little bit... Right, putting the name aside, the fact that she's due in a couple of weeks, she doesn't need this stress in her life. And he could just be like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah, well, he's just like, I think he's saying it's too much and too long and it's like a law firm. And he says the poor child will spend her whole life filling out forms. I suppose he's stubborn, but she's like, I'm the one carrying this baby and I don't think it's unreasonable to want both names included. It's not unreasonable. A lot of my friends have gone for double barrelers.
Of course they have, they're your friends.
Hi, I have to agree, I love double barrel names. They are a bit of a mouthful, I have to say. I have two daughters and my first one is Cora Faye.
Oh,
we were trying to pick a middle name and when I said Cora Faye, ended up being a first name.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I found out I was another girl, I couldn't just give her just one name because I thought it might sound weird. So my second girl then is Ellie Ray. So we obviously say the two of them together, it's a bit of a mouthful, but I do love them. It is very, they're awkward because a lot of people try and cut them. And I've obviously told my girls that if someone calls you Cora, you correct them and say it's Cora Faye. So she's done that for the last 5 years. And but definitely worth it. I think they're unique, they're different. You don't see many people with double barrel names, but definitely worth doing.
Yeah, so when I was born and christened, I was given a double barrel first name.
What?
So it's all right for somebody else to do it, but once I mention it...
You were given a double barrel first name.
My actual legal name is Stephen William. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, it's gorgeous. Why don't you shorten it to Steve Willie? That's a good name, that's a good powerful name.
Stevie Willie.
Yeah, Stevie Willie Cooper.
I'm sure he will. Once again, you've derailed the conversation.
I didn't derail anything, Willie.
No to long name. I have the longest name here in the country, and I hate it. And everybody called me by my initials. So, and that initial has become very unique. Anyway, don't go with long ones.
What's your full name?
Oh, we need to know your full name and the initials now. I did, very nosy.
I did ask him on WhatsApp, but he didn't reply yet.
If he wants to push the baby out, then he can do the naming. Otherwise, leave poor Grace alone and stop stressing her out.
Boom.
Yeah. Jojo's been in touch. She says, I'd say go for it. Tell him either double barrel names or mammy's name. Last name only. I double barred my kids. Well done. Yeah.
What happens though? Just say they get a double. What is it again?
O'Flaherty O'Murhertig.
Hello. Just say they meet somebody later on in life, and the person that they meet also has a double barrel name. And then when it gets to them having kids, does that mean that there's going to be a quadruple barrel name then? Because everybody wants their names involved, and then now everybody's got 100 billion names after their names. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then you leave it up to, I don't know. You flip a coin and whatever it lands on, you take one of those names. Anyway, you're thinking too far ahead. We're staying in the now. We're not thinking, we want to stay in the now.
We're staying in the now.
Yeah, we're staying in the now. So don't be thinking too far ahead, okay?
All right, let us know what you think. 087-110-2107. You can message my friend Una here with her boring one name, or me, hey. Stephen William. Una, what is going on? And get it off your chest.
Okay, so Grace has been in touch. Grace is pregnant. She's due in a few weeks. And her first baby, herself and her hubby, are fighting about the names. So Grace is Grace O'Flaherty and her husband is O'Murhertig. So she wants the child, she wants to call her baby Saoirse. So it would be Saoirse O'Flaherty O'Murhertig. But her husband is like saying that is way too long, it's too much, and it's like a law firm. He just really doesn't like it. Mm. But she's really angry now because she's like, she's the one carrying this baby and she doesn't think it's unreasonable to want both names included, which I 100% agree with her.
Yeah, okay.
Rose has been in touch. She said, just listen to the chat regarding the double barrel name. I exactly like that, gave our two kids the double barrel. I think 100% that the mother should be able to give her name, and every woman as far as that goes. Why not? Why can't we? We do carry the baby for 9 months, give birth. I think where the child takes the father's name is outdated.
Yeah, well, I suppose it comes down to, like, you're saying that it's a beautiful thing, and these names are beautiful, and it's empowering, and so it's a mother that carried the name. But when it came to me and my mother giving me a double barrel name, she called me Stephen William. You laughed at it.
She called you Stephen. Stephen William.
Yeah.
Well,
you laughed at it.
And Noreen has been in touch.
Don't you dare brush over that.
And she said, so Stephen Willie, you could just shorten it to Swilly. So, Swilly.
Why do you think I just go by my second name, Cooper?
Well, no, from now on, you shall be known as Swilly.
It's a rebrand, dude. We can't afford it.
Oh, flirty, you're my heart day. Who the hell wants to name that big?
Well, if he thinks it's a mouthful, let her just give her surname and not his.
Yeah.
What's the problem there, like?
Yeah, there you go. Just use her surname then.
Yeah, O'Flaherty, and just drop the O'Murhertig. Although O'Murhertig is a great name. Yeah, it's a hard one. I'm on your side, Grace.
Yeah, true.
Hello, iRadio. I just wanted to give my tuppence worth. That girl's name is O'Flaherty and her husband is O'Murhertig. Now, if the girl was called Flaherty and if he was called Murphy even, or if it was Kelly Jones or something, but to expect a child to go through life with a big, long name like that, it's not really fair. It's not fair on anyone. I know she's passionate about it and she wants to get her name in there, and so she should. Why not call the child Saoirse O'Flaherty, as in first name, second name, and then the surname O'Murhertig, so that every time she goes, her name is going to be Saoirse O'Murhertig, but she doesn't have to say the O'Flaherty all the time. But if the mother wants to give her the full title anywhere down the line, she will be Saoirse O'Flaherty O'Murhertig. Be fair to the child. I mean, I know it's beautiful, but if it was a single syllable surname, but both of them are like four syllables long.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not being fair.
It is a long old name there now.
Yeah, I suppose you could shorten it to Saoirse Fla for Flaherty.
I don't think she'd like that.
No, I don't think she'd like that either.
Her full name.
Yeah, O'Murhertig. Yeah.
I like it. How do you even spell it? Do you know
O'Murhertig?
Yeah.
Do you want me to spell it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, don't, without looking at the sheet.
M-U-I-R, no. A-H-E-R-T-I-G-H. Donald spelled it wrong in that anyway.
He did. He spelled it phonetically. Yeah. It's Cooper and Una, or sorry, Swilly and Una.
Yeah, Swilly. Yeah, so you were actually christened Stephen William. Mm. So we've shortened it. Because you're giving out about double barrel names, yeah? You're the one giving out about it.
I wasn't giving out about
you
it.
You were giving out about it, so we've shortened yours now to Swilly. So, Swilly, Swilly.
I think Swilly Cooper has a lovely ring to it. By the way, I thought you were your mummy's favourite. What a name to give you. Have a great one, guys.
She's slagging my name.
She's slagging your ma. I'm joking.
Listen here, Noreen. I genuinely know where you live.
So Grace is fighting with her hubby. Grace is pregnant. She's due in the next couple of weeks. And she's having a baby girl. And she wants to give her baby her own surname, which is O'Flaherty, followed by her husband's, which is O'Mara Hurtig. So the baby we call Saoirse O'Flaherty O'Mara Hurtig, which I think is Grace thinks it's a powerful name. I agree. Her husband is dead against it. Says it's too long, too much, and it sounds like a law firm. Yeah, so it's becoming an issue.
It is. All right, reaction on 0871 102 107.
I don't really get this whole she carries the baby. She's every right to. Women have every right to be on the names. Why am I thinking about us flipping empowering women with your name and your kids? If you're with a fella, you're with mom. Like, I don't know. It's I just think it's pointless. It's like people get married now and the women want the man to take their surname. It's the same thing. Oh, it's so stupid.
What? Why is that stupid? I don't understand. Why? Let's just turn it around. Let's take the women's surname. Yeah, let's switch it over for a couple of years. See how it works out. A
couple of years?
Yeah.
It's an awful... Una, have you ever switched your name and changed... Like,
no, because I had
your bank accounts, your passport, your driver's license.
No, I kept it all in my own name.
Because it's easier.
It's easier, and it's just, I have a name. I like it. I didn't want to take anyone else's. And that's fine. It's choice. It's everyone's choice.
Yeah.
Like, but I think it's Grace's choice.
Like, Lisa took my name, but if she wanted me to take her name, I would have taken it. It doesn't bother me.
And what's her name?
Ferris. Yeah.
So Steve, Swilly.
Actually, she has a brother, Stephen, so there would be two Stephen Ferrises then.
No, you'd be Swilly Ferris, because you're Stephen William. Remember that now. You're not Stephen anymore, yeah. You're Swilly.
We did get a message from somebody saying that they have the longest name, they just shortened it down to...
initials.
Yeah, as I said, long name. I hate long name, and my name is so long.
Come on, it couldn't be that long.
So as I texted you, it is Muhammad Ali Jahangir Purnodehi.
Yeah, well, that's long.
That is long.
What is it again?
Muhammad Ali Jahangir Purnodehi.
Yeah.
I love that.
Can you say it, Una? No.
I need to hear it again. Need to hear it again.
You want to hear it again? Okay, all right.
Yeah, as I said,
All right, okay, we know. Here we go.
Muhammad Ali Jahangir Purnodehi.
It's pretty long. All right, keep the WhatsApps coming. 087-1102-107. What?
Someone's just messaging.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. We come back to that.
Willie Parrish.
Why would you say that on the radio?
But that's your name, though. That's not mine. You said you wanted to take the ferret, and your name is William.
Ferris.
So we're shortened, so Willie Ferret.
Ferris.
As in ferret. Oh, ferret.
As in the wheel.
Oh, sorry. We thought it was ferret. That's why we called you Willie Ferret.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Big happy birthday to Noah in Donegal. He turns 4 today. And I'm delighted with the Donegal win at the weekend.
Delighted?
Delighted, yeah.
It must have hurt.
Yeah, it must have hurt.
Not
as much as the fella who got the undercut from the Kerry fella.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What happened there?
Or the uppercut, undercut. But, yeah, the big, there is fisticuffs.
Was there fisticuffs doing it?
There was a lot of fisticuffs.
Yeah, there was fisticuffs before it as well. On Thursday, we had an All-Ireland roast-off between you and Donegal. You represented Kerry, obviously.
I did,
Donegal won.
Oh.
And then at the weekend, they obviously won the game as well.
They did, yes. They did.
So, have you anything to say about this?
Not really. We're not out of the All Ireland, and we beat Donegal in the All Ireland last year, and it's not the All Ireland yet.
Oh,
I think,
you're hoping.
And I think it'll be good for Kerry to have an extra match because we need that, and we had a lot of injuries as well.
Okay, so you're hoping on the backdoor system.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, hello, Erna. It's the king of Donegal here.
This is for you, isn't it?
Folks, as a 22% of Kerry people got stuck in traffic from leaving early after the game at the weekend. Because my Sam will lead me back home to my Donegal. All the best. Lord bless.
That is the best Daniel O'Donnell impersonation I've ever heard.
That was Daniel.
That's not Daniel.
That is Daniel.
It's not Daniel.
Listen to him sing.
Because my Sam will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yeah. All the best. Lord bless.
I have no reason to believe that that is not Daniel O'Donnell.
You have no reason to believe that that is not. Okay.
I have no reason, because nobody has told me that it's not. All I've been told that it is, and I have no reason to believe that it's not.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. Thanks for that.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.